Leonard Haynes from Northwood Football, as we kind of bounce around and give the D2 schools some love. He is standing by on the Meyer guest line from Midland at Northwood University. What's up, Coach?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, now, this is your final year in the GLIAC before you guys make a move. What's that been like setting up that final season in the GLIAC?
Well, we're just kind of getting going with it, and we're still a GLIAC member, and we look to compete very, very hard in this conference. Obviously, it's a tough conference, but we look to compete very hard on the way out and then dive into a new endeavor in the GMAC.
All right, so looking at your team, looking at the GLIAC, like I mentioned, your final season coach, and you're just, you know, still looking at what's in front of you, and that would be the GLIAC. How do you look at the conference this year?
The GLIAC, it's always a tough conference. It's going to be tough, you know, obviously with the type of competition we're up against every year with the teams on the west side of the state, you know, Grand Valley Fairs, Saginaw, you name it. I mean, I think top to bottom, it's just a tough conference. It's always going to be tough, and you got to bring your A game every weekend to play in this conference if you want to have a chance.
So looking at your team, and again, you get a year where you didn't play, and you look at 2 years ago, and you try and gauge, and you're getting guys who get that extra year, and you had extra practice. What would you say would be the plus side of not playing last year, and what's a negative effect to Northwood football?
The plus side, I believe, is you get more time with these players. You get a little bit more time to develop them. You know, now you're a freshman going into this year. They have somewhat experience, not game experience, but now they have an idea what you want to do offensively, defensively, special teams. And you know, for us, I definitely know it was a blessing just because we hired two new coordinators during this thing just before the pandemic hit. So for us, it was great for them to learn some new things, some new scheme. I mean, our whole team, not just the young guys, but I thought it was great just for us to develop them and get them acclimated to you know, the new offense and new defense, and also our special teams as well. So I think hopefully our development, you know, propels us a little bit better throughout this year coming up. And so hopefully our kids grow from it and hopefully have learned from it.
Leonard, when you look at what you've built at Northwood, when you're on your way home, you know, late night at the office, or you're just waking up with the family, and you're looking at the state of Northwood University football, what makes you proud of your team on and off the field?
Well, number one, I believe our guys do a great job when I'm talking off the field. I think we got some great kids of character, great integrity, and kids that do the right thing. I mean, kids will be kids. Obviously, they're not perfect. But I think we do a great job in the classroom with 3.0 overall in the classroom. So academically, our kids are doing a great job there. And then as far as on the football front of it, I mean, our kids are hard competitors. They compete, and they fight to the very end of football games. And that's all you can ask for. So they do everything that we ask of them. And so, you know, a couple of years ago, we struggled getting over the hump. And I believe now, even with this kind of going back to the COVID year, this would be a great opportunity for our guys to understand how to finish games, because we're a relatively young football team in 2019. And so with having 2020 to kind of develop them, you know, now I think these guys, with all of these, most of these guys coming back, they have an opportunity to basically finish, hopefully learn how to finish what we did in 2019 and finish teams off.
Leonard, good luck. We'll stay in touch. I know everybody listening on 100.9 FM in Midland, Bay City, Saginaw, a lot of respect for the Northwood University Athletic Department football team and also the school. Appreciate your time. I know you're a busy man.
Oh, yeah, thank you. I appreciate you having us on, and God bless you, brother.
All right, back at you. Leonard Haynes.